You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, you know, I heavily resource the show every day. I've got stacks of stuff that I go through, all highlighted and ready to mark up. And I go to all kinds of sources, but you know, you've heard me say more often than not that one of the sources I go to when I want to see something related to news in this area around Alabama is 1819 News. My friends at 1819 News are doing a bang up job. They came on the scene last year and have just been just making waves left and right with literally calling the balls and the strikes, saying it like it is, not doing crap like what we see on AL.com today, saying that the guy was there as a drag queen just to read to dogs. That no children were even in the video. All right, all that being said, they're one of the ones who reported on this thing about the guy out of the drag queen out of Huntsville at Mountain Gap Middle School. And I thought, you know what? I'm calling my buddy Brian Dawson, who's the president of 1819 News, and just asking him to come on, give me his thoughts about reporting and give me his thoughts about the content. So without further ado, Brian Dawson, president of 1819 News. How you doing, bud?
Man, so I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. All right, listen, I mean, you are the father of multiple children. You are the guy who runs a news source. Talk to me your thoughts on this story right now.
You know, and I want to do a quick preface on it because we kind of know where we're going. Think about it. So next week will be a year that we've started publishing. I think you're just a little bit of a year past your one-year anniversary since you've been broadcasting. And you've exploded on the scenes. You're now in Huntsville, one of the top-ranked shows in Huntsville, if not the top news talk show. You're now on 100,000-watt FM in Birmingham. Our growth has been absolutely explosive. And the thing that we're doing is we're just saying plain truth and what everyone's thinking. We're just saying it out loud. And solid conservative and just plain right is exactly your slogan, and that's what you're doing. And we're living in an age when that's all you have to do to be considered, you know, out there or cutting edge or really letting it loose is to say, hey, I don't think trannies should be teaching kids stuff when they're dressed up like trannies. And you know, it's just crazy and saying that, you know, everybody loves the big bone, you know, and stuff like that. And the fact that that's offensive, and then we just come out and say that people probably shouldn't say that. And we have swaths of people that are celebrating our courage. And it's like, I mean, is that really the times that we're living in when it's that easy just to say? But it is, and we catch tons of flack if you go onto Twitter and just watch, you know, the upheaval that's come from that article. I'm trying to think of the other one, or when, you know, we said that Tommy Tuberville may or may not have said what everybody thought he said, and it was just this crazy onslaught of stuff. And so, just saying the truth apparently is something that's it's a rare commodity, and so. Super happy for your success and the fact that you're doing that for the people of North Alabama day in and day out. And yeah, so here we are. And I think the most egregious thing, and it goes back to what I was just saying, the TV clip you sent me this morning from WAAY-TV,
yeah,
it's like they have somehow made the drag queen that was teaching children in drag, who's a middle school teacher, out to be the victim in
this
role, and somehow he's the victim.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I mean, I'm literally like scratching my head to the point where hair's falling out because I'm just, you know, dumbfounded, disgusted, angry, blown away. Is this really the world we're living in? And it is. And that's what's crazy. And that to me was, you know, it's hard to say that that's the worst part when the whole part is a bunch of worst, but was the way that TV station treated him like he was somehow being mistreated, that people were angry that he was a middle school teacher who's openly talking about sexual perversion in a very disgusting, vile way, dressed up as a woman when he's clearly a man. And we're just saying, hey, that's not okay. And apparently you can't say that anymore. Well, we're going to keep saying it.
Well, and yeah, and we're definitely going to keep saying it. And I'll tell you, I don't know that there's many topics that get more under my skin. I've worked with abused kids, by the way. I spent the first 10 years out of college in full-time youth ministry and youth counseling, and a lot of kids I worked with came from back, especially when I worked in an adolescent treatment center. There were kids there that were victims of real abuse. And the very idea that we can – I had one article a minute ago, Brian. You probably didn't get to hear it, but literally it came from a feminist magazine. I started off with making sure that I went to a liberal site to find an opinion that didn't agree with this. And they literally said, this is wrong. You're objectifying women in the presence of kids. And, oh, by the way, you're normalizing behavior that our kids should run from on the streets. And
yeah.
And it's, but then I look at the AL.com article, the one that, you know, you and I think Stephanie Smith were both, you know, tweeting about this morning. I joined in. And there's this article from AL.com. The reporter does not even bother to watch the video. In fact, the reporter even says, no children are visible in the video. Yes, they are. At the end of that video, yeah. There's a little girl sitting in the front row just with her mom and dad, apparently. And it just amazes me with a lack of reporting
anything
skill.
Anything they can do to come to the aid of groomers. They fall all over themselves, literally tripping over themselves, trying to get to the point where they can come to the defense like a white knight for people who are sexually, you know, grooming children. And it amazes me that that's how far the worldview has gone. You know, there was a day when the left-right split was, you know, I think corporate taxes should be 20%. Well, I think it should be 30 so that we can have a couple social programs. Okay, let's debate. You know, now this is the debate, whether a middle school teacher should be allowed to dress and drag and, you know, present things with sexual innuendos to children, whether that's acceptable or not. That's the debate now. I'd much rather go back to the 20 to 30% tax debate, but that's not the debate we're having. And so, you know, you could reach across the aisle. You were a senator, so you understand this idea of, you know, compromise to get things done. And I believe that there was a day and time when that really was what politicians had to do, is they had to figure out how they could reach across the aisle to get things done, to move the ball forward. But we're being asked to reach across the aisle and work with wickedness. And whether it's at the federal government level or the state government level or the local government level, people have to have the courage to say, I'm not going to do that. Reaching across the aisle on this issue is not okay. Where is the line? Where is too far? And to me, this should be too far for everybody. You know, and everyone's going to have to come up. If you're a public official and you've made an oath, you've made a covenant, you put your hand on a Bible when you got sworn in and said that you're going to protect the Constitution and govern and execute the authority that God's given you in a way that honors Him, thus putting your hand on the Bible, you have to figure out where your lines are and where you're not going to go. And I really feel like we're playing in a sandbox that's way outside of where anyone would have drawn their lines when they started.
Yeah.
And
I totally agree. And I said earlier on the show, too, when it comes to the gay lifestyle, if somebody's got a gay lifestyle and they want to live that life, okay. But you know what? You don't have the right to perpetrate the extravagance of this portion of the gay lifestyle in front of small children, because you literally are trying to portray to them that this is okay and everybody knows it. And if you had a mom, by the way, if you had a mom walk into the classroom dressed like these drag queens dress, everybody would be offended. Like, what is she doing? Why was she dressed that way? And yet, this is okay.
It's crazy.
It's not a circus
clown.
Did you
see that video? Yeah. Did you see that video of the mom in California?
We just played it. We just played it on the air. We just played it on the air. It got me emotional, man. That woman was on fire. And she was not alone, by the way. She had a whole crowd with her.
Yeah. And, I mean, she hit all the points. And it's like, the logical end of what they're doing is, you know, it's like any other crime. What is your intent? You have to prove intent to prove a crime, right? The obvious intent of what these people are doing is trying to sexualize children. I think Craig Monger has done a great job, and, you know, this is kind of his beat. What a terrible beat to get as a reporter is the LGBTQ, trans, whatever beat. But,
how'd you assign him that? Did he make you mad or what?
But he's gone back to the roots of it, and I'm sure you've had him on your show, and you will again. And you can ask him about Alfred Kinsey and John Money and these guys, and they have actual think tanks and institutes that are funded by people. And the whole, you know, line of their work is, you know, children are sexual from birth, and we need to teach them how to express their sexuality at a younger age. That's an actual movement and thought, you know, thing that's pushing through society against all the social traditional norms that come from our Western, what I would say, Christian values. And they can't live together.
No, they can't, and it shouldn't. And parents are going to have to take a stand, and parents cannot say, well, it didn't happen in my school. It happened in your community. It happened in your state. It happened in your nation. Don't sit idly by and go, not my problem. It is your problem, because if you think for a second it's San Francisco, this happened in Huntsville, Alabama. And it's by the way, it's not over with. I guess here's my last question for you with about a minute and a half left, Brian. We've got a school board that has yet to say boo about it. The principal of his school says it's a personnel matter. We're looking into it. Are you aware of anything coming in terms of future reporting that says what action they're going to take on this?
We don't have any future reporting on it. I'm sure Craig's keeping his ear to the ground on it. You know, those administrators are, again, I'm not saying this in a sympathetic way. They're stuck in between the rock and hard place of all the people of Alabama who disagree with what they're doing and the radical left that's really, really loud and will cancel people and, you know, kick up all kinds of dust on the other side. So they feel like they can't land on any side without having a bunch of hubbub. But that's what courage is. And if you're in a position of leadership requires courage, and courage is doing what's right no matter what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so they need to do what's right no matter what happens. You know, come picketing, come riots, come cities burning, come whatever. You do what's right and then just let the chips fall where they may. And that's the type of leadership that's required. I seriously doubt that they have that in that school system.
Well, I'm concerned about the same thing. And I think what's important, too, though, is that the constituents, the ones who either elected or at the very least are currently represented by these people, need to call them, express your opinion, and then, by the way, say, and by the way, if you'll take action on this, I will support you. I will openly support you if you don't allow this to stand. And that's what's going to have to happen, brother. Well, listen, man.
And when people...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So that is, I think you hit a huge point. I'll say this really quickly. When you have a legislator or a school board member or any person who is a representative of you and your government who has the courage to stand, get behind that person. Celebrate that person. Make sure that person knows that there's way more support behind them than there is adversity in front of them. Because if they don't feel that, they're going to be a whole lot less likely. And once other people who step out with courage see that there's backing and support, that type of courage inspires other courage, and there'll be a huge wave of courage to where we can put this stuff to bed.
There it is. All right, Brian Dawson, president of 1819 News. I knew you'd have some good commentary, man. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I try.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
See you, bye.
Bye.
All right, Boomer, take us to a break. We're running long. I'm going to come back and wrap this thing up for the bottom of the hour and move to a new topic. I'm going to have to. This is wearing me out, man. But you know what? This topic ain't dead. We're not done. Even if I move on to number two of the Triple Dipper today, this topic's not done. Huntsville City Schools, I want to know what you're going to do, or I'm going to keep talking about it, and I'm going to start naming school board members, and we're going to call them and ask them for comment, and then we're going to say whether they will or not comment. It's that important. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.